I have Gary Kloski, who is a legend to those who are lovers of the pro street style of Street Machine. Gary, I appreciate you taking the time to chat with me today.
My pleasure.
Well, it is it's May 30th, which, oddly enough, we're exactly 1 month away from the Street Machine Nationals, a show that was brought back last year after a 16-year hiatus. I've been a big fan of Pro Street for a long time, and probably where I came across your name and where a lot of folks knew you first was you were one of the first guys to ever put a tub car on the street, at least that made it into a magazine. So you're kind of a godfather to a lot of folks. I don't know if you realize that or not.
You know, you're putting me in the godfather status. Does that mean I'm old?
No, not at all. It just means you were very young when you came up with some revolutionary ideas. How about that?
I think I was 12. Maybe it was 11 or 12 when I first started that project.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I just want to speak with you. I operate a website, and we do a semi-regular electronic publication called Tubbed. It's all Pro Street Cars. And just kind of wanted to speak with you about kind of the thought process that went into your Black Tri-5. I believe it was a 55 or 57.
It was a 55.
Okay, I was thinking it was a 55. That was in 77, 78?
I want to say probably even earlier than that, because I remember I've gone over some of the stuff. A friend of mine took all of the regular pictures and slides that Ray Baskerville had given me from Hot Rod and everything. I'm pretty sure when I first had the car in a car show and I won an award for Best of Show and a bunch of other ones for it was 76. So it was probably done in around that area, 75, 76, 77, something around in that time frame.
Okay. Well, what was your inspiration to cut up, I guess back then, you know, in the late 70s, cutting up a 55 Chevy was no big deal, whereas today people would, you know, if it were a solid car, they might look at you crossways. But what was the inspiration to give it that Pro Street look?
You know, it was probably the fact that I had some motor wheel flies, which I really liked the look of. I had some 15, if I remember, I had 15 by 10 rears and some 15 by 3.5 fronts, the magnesium ones that you can't find anymore. And just to make it fit inside basically the stock wheel opening, you had to move the tub, at least back then, to the frame. And they still were tubbing cars, you know, even further. They were notching the frame or moving the frame in it and putting the big race car style wheel in it. But the gentleman that helped me do that, his name was Gary Hedden. You know, we decided just to put it like a mini tub in it and move the inner portion of the wheel well into the frame. So that was the advent of the mini tub back then, and you looked in the trunk, and you really couldn't tell unless you realized that there was a 4-inch section installed in there. It looked like a stock wheel tub. Mm-hmm. So we were able to get the motor wheel flies with some, I think they were Mickey Thompson's back then, or some wheel or some tire combination that would fit on the motor wheel flies back in there. And I remember, you know, even on the 55 that I've currently got, you know, in stock with the V12 in it, to get those 18-inch wheels out of the current 55, we had to enlarge the wheel opening, 2 inches forward, 2 inches up, and probably an inch back just to make it look stock. But back then, I'm 99% positive we didn't do anything to the stock wheel opening, just left it the way it was and had to jack the car up and drop the rear end to get the wheel and tire off.
Right. Well, that car was named, obviously it was featured in Hot Rod. I believe it made the list of top 100 most influential hot rods of all time, or I can't remember the exact name of the list, but it definitely made that list, and certainly cemented your place as kind of a legend in the genre of Pro Street. Tell me a little bit about your background. I mean, everybody has a story as to how we all got afflicted with this disease called hot rod.
My background is I've been a high school math teacher all of my life. I started out when I graduated from college. I replaced a gentleman that had been killed in an accident. I replaced his position in a small town in southern Minnesota where the graduating class consisted of about 12 or 13 kids. It was really a small
things of that nature? Was that back in high school or prior to that or after? Or?
No, it was basically when I moved up here to Minneapolis after I had taught in southern Minnesota that first 3.5 years. Then I moved up here and I met some gentleman, Dale Pelvet, who's now working for me exclusively on the 55 and 57 that I have now, and Gary Hedden, who was a real pioneer back in those days, back in the mid to early 70s. He's the one that did most of the fabrication on the Black 55, you know, to tub it and do the other things. We put did a different wiring, did an aluminum radiator out of a Corvette in it, a tube axle in the front that came from MAS when they were still operational. Did the blown big block in it. I had a clutch turbo in the thing for a while. Boy, it just went through many iterations of different combinations of stuff, and then I ended up selling it to a gentleman over in Detroit. So,
okay. Yeah. Well, with the popularity of the 55, and then obviously I've seen your latest creation. I believe it was in Hot Rod Magazine, just a couple, maybe CarCraft.
It was in the May issue of CarCraft this year. They were real nice. Jeff Smith was there, and the current editor, Doug Ladd, and I don't remember the name of the photographer. Yeah, it was nice because I hadn't done anything with the car, and I went over to the CarCraft Nationals, and it was just sitting on the street, and Doug Ladd walked by, and he kind of gave it a second glance. In fact, later on, I asked him, what was the, you know, the first thing that kind of attracted you to the car? And he said it was the big wheels. It's got 18-inch copies of the Chevy Rally wheel. Mm-hmm. And he said that, and then he came over and looked at it, and the hood tilts forward and articulates past the grill, and the doors are suicide doors with all stock components, and then you look inside and you can count the cylinders, and the people just go, whoa, and it's got an all-aluminum 730 cubic inch V12 and the thing underneath the stock hood. So
yeah.
Then later on he calls me back and said, we're going to name you Best of Show, which was really a nice honor from, you know, 6,500 cars.
Yeah, that's cool. So, very cool. Well, I've kind of seen the bookends. What else did you create in between?
Creation-wise, I had the Black 55, did that, did all the shows with it, did a bunch of shows, had a wonderful time, met a bunch of just wonderful people, and, you know, it was such an honor, you know, to be named to that top 100 hot rods of all time. When I saw that, it was just elated. And then I did the Willis, the 36 Willis with the twin turbo small block in the thing that Gail Banks, you know, helped with the engine on that. And that was on Hot Rods cover.
Yeah, I remember.
And then after that, I kind of got out of Hot Rods. When I moved out to California for a while, had the Willis out there, came back, sold the Willis. Then I got into boats. I got into high-performance boats. I had a 38-foot cigarette with a pair of blown big blocks in it. Was into boats for probably 10 or 15 years, and that's kind of what I'm doing now. I sold the boat about 4 or 5 years ago, but I'm still kind of buying and selling marine parts just to afford this hobby of hot rodding. We're doing the present 55 and the 57, so that's kind of where I'm, that is where I'm making all my cash to, you know, sink back in the current 5 and 7.
Sure. Well, managed to get the Street Machine Nationals back to Southern Illinois last year, and I know the show up in Minneapolis, St. Paul has been going strong for years now. I don't know if it's in your schedule and for next month, but we'd love to have you, just extend the invite to you. If not, we totally understand. I know you've got a lot going on, and either way, it's been a real honor speaking with you. And I sure appreciate your time.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for calling. It's just nice to see that people, you know, people appreciate, you know, what somebody does. You know, if you build something, you build it for yourself. You kind of look at it as a work of art. And the 55, the Black 55, the first one, it's just nice to see people recognize you for something that you've done, and how it's kind of influenced the Pro Street Machine, and then the Willis comes up, and now the 55 and the 57. It's a very, very, very nice honor, you know, people say, you know, I was influenced by your works.
Well, you were certainly a pioneer in a lot of ways, and just so you know, I think Pro Street is enjoying a resurgence as of late. I just talked to a buddy yesterday who is a fabricator, and he said he's got a customer who brought in a 2014 ZL1 Camaro with 37 miles on it that he has been hired to do a back half on. And stuff like that wasn't happening 5 years ago, you know, when the economy tanked, everything was woe is us. And so it's exciting to see where this next generation of Pro Street Builder will go, but we certainly owe a lot to you for having the vision of putting that on the street and inspiring lots of folks.
Well, I appreciate it. It's interesting, too, you know, the Pro Street, hopefully it's going to make a resurgence. It seems like a lot of the younger generation now are going to the Japanese cars and putting the big mufflers and the tires on them and we'll bring them and stuff like that. It's nice to see that there are some people that are going back to the, you know, tubbing the cars and putting blown motors in it, and making something different, you know, that just helps the younger generation see there's a different avenue to take.
For sure. All right, well, thank you so much for your time, and I'm going to cut the recording off right now.